Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, JoJo White. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Burns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gorsica. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Gorsica. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Estilella reaches second base with a double. White scores. Epps goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Estilella moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Estilella scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Zeb Eaton now pitching. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Richards settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Richards. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Siebert moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Athletics. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Eaton. Siebert moves to third. McGee moves to second. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black takes first base on ball four. Siebert scores. McGee moves to third. Burns moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jake Moody now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. McGee scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Bush now playing shortstop. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burns scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. McGee moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Black hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Black moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Black scores. Estilella moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McGee takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moody picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Moody. McGee goes all the way around to score. Kell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Athletics. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 10-0, Athletics. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Black hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burns fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Epps reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Estilella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Epps scores. It's 11-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack Miller pinch hits for Paul Richards. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. 2 outs. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Beck reaches second base with a double. Hostetler moves to third. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hack Miller now catching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-0, Athletics. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Black hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Epps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Black moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Black moves to third. Epps moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burns misplays the ball. That's an error on Burns. Charlie Metro pinch hits for Doc Kramer. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Mayo moves to third. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. York moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, Athletics. Joe Orengo pinch hits for Pinky Higgins. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. York moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro now playing center field. Joe Orengo now playing third base. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McGee takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. McGee moves to second. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Black hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ford Garrison now playing left field. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee juggles the ball. That's an error on McGee. Hoover scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-2, Athletics. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metro hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Epps hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metro. Epps reaches second base with a double. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Epps scores. It's 13-2, Athletics. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. York reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Orengo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Orengo reaches second base with a double. York scores. It's 13-3, Athletics. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hostetler strikes out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Garbark now catching. Don Ross pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee juggles the ball. That's an error on McGee. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hoover strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.